All right, talking lacrosse now with Marblehead lacrosse boys coach John Wilkins. And, Coach, welcome back. Welcome to MSO. And how are you doing?
Thanks. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are doing well. You know, I was just reading the preview to the season. I want to get to that in a minute. But first I want to go to the most recent game yesterday. In your preseason write-up in the Marblehead Current, you mentioned having close games last year with Danvers and Masco. But yesterday's game, you guys, you kind of romped, and a couple of familiar names leading the way.
Yeah, we had a good game yesterday. Again, it's always tougher playing a team second time around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Connor Cronin was played very well for us yesterday, had 5 goals, along with Carter Laramie in attack. He had 5. And we got a lot of contributions on the faceoff from Baxter Jennings. But, yeah, it was a good it started out a little bit slow, and then guys picked it up.
With the experience that you have, what's it like for chemistry-wise for this team? Because you guys you know, had a very successful year last year. You're off to a great start this year. And with your veterans and the younger players, what's that mix like for you?
Chemistry is good. I've got a good, healthy mix of some younger guys and older guys. I've got about 10 to 12 seniors. And, you know, I guess some guys that got a lot of time last year, and I've been kind of filtering some younger guys that were on the JV last year. So it's worked.
The close games that you've had, can you reflect on those for me? You know, Winchester, Wakefield, and Masco look particularly like close games and good competition, and Beverly, of course, as well. But tell me a little bit about that opener against Winchester.
You know, that was really a defensive struggle on both sides. Both teams played very well defensively. It was a rainy day. Again, that came down to just kind of grinding it out. I thought our defense played excellent. And they have a very good team. We got the ball at the right time. It kind of switched hands there in the overtime, and we came up big in the end.
What's the strength of your team, Coach? I know, you know, the faceoffs are so important to get the ball in the offensive zone and so on. What's some of your strengths?
Our defense is playing overall good team D, a lot of good communication. Offensively, I think when we're moving the ball very well, not being selfish, it's fun to watch.
Mention your captains for me, Coach. And they're all seniors, I presume?
Yeah, I've got 4. Goalie Finn Miniacci. I've also got Connor Cronin at midfield, Carter Laramie at attack, and Sam Anisi at defense.
You know, I'm familiar with Cronin and Anisi from football. Do you have quite a few multiple sport athletes?
Yeah, a lot of my guys play football, hockey, which lends itself well to lacrosse. You know, on the football side, they've had, you know, obviously a lot of winning in the last couple of years, so they bring that experience with them.
All right, strength of schedule. You've got you're past the halfway mark. You guys are at 10-0 at the moment. Strength of schedule, tell me what's coming up and who poses maybe some challenges for you guys.
Yeah, second half, we play our conference schedule, and, you know, then we can – yeah, the second half, it's going to be a hard stretch towards the end. The last 3 games, we've got Newburyport, Lexington, and Melrose,
mm-hmm.
Which I think will be good for us. And we have to play Masco again in a week or so at their place. So, you know, last year we played well against them at home, and then we only won by a goal at their place. So it's always a challenge again to play teams twice.
All right, and I guess finally, Coach, what are you most pleased with in terms of improvement for your team from the beginning? Because you had high expectations to begin with, but every coach talks about we have to get better as the season goes on. So what are you most pleased with about your team?
I think they're just the consistency. And I think that's every coach's goal, to kind of get a full 4 quarters, and we've been working on that. We've been doing a good job. You kind of step back here and then, but you kind of want to be peaking and going forward in the next week or so. You want to really start hitting your stride towards the end of the season.
Absolutely. John, thanks for taking the time this morning, and congratulations on the start. Good luck the rest of the way, and I hope to talk with you, you know, before the tournament.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is John Wilkins, who is the Marblehead Boys lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.